Good morning. You're listening to Conservation Quarter here on 99.5 FM, KTWH LP, Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm your host, Emily Nelson, and today I'll be talking to Lake County Environmental Services Director Christine McCarthy about recycling. On our last episode, we aired the first half of this conversation, and now we present it here in its entirety. Thank you so much for joining me today, Christine.
Thank you.
How long have you been working for Lake County?
It's been a little over a year.
What do you do in your position?
So I have two departments. I have the solid waste department. So I am the solid waste officer for the county. And then I also have the planning and zoning department. So I am the planning and zoning administrator for the county. And then on top of that, there's the aquatic invasive species and just all the other environmental issues that may come up that I need to be concerned about.
Now let's turn the conversation to recycling. Do you know how much waste is generated in Lake County per year?
I actually do. And the reason I do is we just completed a solid waste management plan for the county. It's required by the state, but it's a 10-year plan. And so in order to do that, you have to compile quite a bit of data. And so I do have some information on that. And we base this on the fact that the 2015 population in Lake County was approximately just over 11,000 people. And the estimations are that a person generates 2.3 pounds of waste per day. So that equates to approximately, I think they have some algorithms in here and everything like that, but that there's about 7,577 tons of waste generated in Lake County per year.
Wow, that's a lot. And where does all that waste end up?
So it goes to a few different places. Mainly, your hauler picks it up, and it goes to the WLSSD transfer station in Duluth. Mm-hmm. And that is then taken to the landfill in Superior. Some of it gets recycled, obviously. Some of people are really good about composting in their yards. And, of course, yard waste at the landfill. And then we also, of course, have the demolition landfill. And unfortunately, there's still people who bury their waste on their property or use a burn barrel. And I want to make sure people understand that a burn barrel is illegal use in Minnesota. And it's also not smart because burning the garbage actually does create quite a bit of toxic fumes, and it's not healthy to breathe it. So sometimes when I know statewide when they've been out educating people, some of them don't even realize that breathing those fumes and that smoke is not healthy. So that is predominantly where all your waste ends up.
Do you know how much is recycled every year in Lake County?
Our estimates are at about 21%, somewhere between 21 to 23%. I'm still new to this position and still, you know, getting to know some of the commercial businesses and how they're recycling and those things, but that's our current estimate. The state goal is 35%. So, and I know that they accomplish that in the cities almost right now, and that's easier to do with proximity, but we're hoping to reach that goal in the next 10 years.
I was reading the Star Tribune a few months ago, and it was saying that there were plans to begin collecting compost soon from residences in the Twin Cities. Do you know if there are any plans to do something similar in Lake County?
No, I think a lot of the things in the metro area, it's really convenient for them to collect it because of the quantity. But people don't have as many places to put it as we do.
Right.
So a lot of us have larger lots, and we're able to have our own compost pile, and it's not as feasible in the cities. Right. So I've always been really trying to encourage people to do their own composting at home. Mm-hmm. And eventually I would like to have a composting facility in town that would actually use it over at the landfill as a capping material or, use it in other ways. People can, or similar to how they do it at WLSSD, where you can actually come and get the compost for your yard.
I think one thing that people may worry about with using compost from materials collected over a large area is the spread of invasive species. Sometimes the seeds can survive if the compost doesn't reach a certain temperature.
Right, that and that would be one of the things that we would like to be able to do is if we can have a more controlled compost, then we can reach those temperatures.
Do you know where the materials that get recycled are ultimately processed?
All of the materials that are collected for recycling, ultimately, so the materials that are collected at the recycle center are all packaged up in bales or certain quantities that Hartels comes and picks up, and they're our broker. So they haul it to their facility in Cloquet, or Proctor, I'm sorry, it's in Proctor, and they will send it to their markets. So all of the glass and the tin and the paper and the cardboard and all those items are all brought into a mass quantity and brought into and then sold in those markets.
Now I have a really basic question. I'm sure people already have a lot of ideas about this, but I'd like to hear from you. Why should we recycle?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to recycle. A lot of it, we would like to promote the fact that it doesn't take up as much landfill space. You know, landfilling is what we would like to be as the last resort. And so if you're recycling your materials and you're composting your materials and reusing your materials as much as possible, you're limiting the amount you're throwing away. And so it's not only that, but it's a renewable resource. A lot of these items can be reused and reprocessed. So I think that's important as well.
Now I'd like to talk about the different kinds of recycling. And we'll start off by discussing everyday recycling that we can all do at home. What are some of the kinds of items that are recyclable?
So what we take at the recycle center currently is we will take, let's start with the paper. Mm-hmm. So you have your white office paper. So that's basically black and white. You can have some color in there, very little, but if the more color that's in there, the less quality that is, and therefore we have the chance of it not getting as much value. So we're also started just recently collecting colored paper. So the colored paper is a lot reused in other ways. It's not really used to remake paper, but it's used in, you know, ceiling tiles or other pieces like that. Then there's the pasteboard, and that's your cereal boxes. Now, some of you may have noticed recently that we've started to take the refrigerator and freezer containers. That wax-coated material, we can take that now. And so all of your, and also the fact that you don't no longer have to sort your soda and your beer pasteboard containers, that all can go in one. It makes things easier for everybody, so we're excited about that. And then there's your cardboard, which is also your grocery bags. And then there's newspaper, and then there's magazines, and it's all sorted separately. And the reason it's really important to separate those, and it's really helpful for us, is the fact that the better sorted it is the higher return we get on that. Now, we don't want your cardboard pizza boxes, unfortunately. We can't take those.
Is that because of the grease?
Yes, stains? It's the food material on there, correct. Mm-hmm. Now, we also collect plastic, and it's only the ones and twos. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, the 3 through 7, those plastics have too many impurities in them, and it makes it really difficult to process them. It's more expensive, too. So unfortunately, we're unable to collect those because we're basically not getting any money for them. And so we're focusing on the ones and twos. So that's the plastic, and of course we take the glass. You might have noticed at the Recycle Center, too, we're no longer requiring you to separate your colors. We're keeping them all one color. And also we're the tin cans and the aluminum cans, we take those as well, and then that goes to the recycle. The DAC receives the benefit of the return on those.
Do items need to be cleaned or rinsed out and collapsed?
They don't need to be collapsed. But we do ask that you rinse out your glass and your cans and your plastic. It's a better material for market. If Hartels is receiving dirty stuff, he can't get as much for it, and so that's helpful on our end. And also, it keeps down insects and things like that can be attracted to all those sweet you know, yeah, the liquids that are in there and everything like that. But collapsing, the only thing we ask you to collapse is your cardboard and the pasteboard.
And do you know if we're supposed to take off the labels from cans and bottles? Sometimes there's that sticky glue that's really hard to get off.
I'm pretty picky about my recycling, as you probably would understand. But at the same time, you know, if you can't take them off, we'd probably rather just recycle them than not do it at all. So
sure,
bring them in.
Do you know how much human oversight exists in the recycling process? Like, are there actual humans checking the materials that we recycle? Or is the process automated, you know, with machines?
Yeah, so all of the materials that you bring in or the waste haulers bring in to the recycle center, it's all collected. Of course, the people bringing them into the center are sorting them. But we have the DAC take those materials, and they usually go through everything and make sure that, yep, it's what it needs to be.
So they will take off those soup can labels if you don't?
You know, I honestly don't know if they take the labels off or not. But they do make sure that things aren't getting mixed in there that shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've gotten a glass and what, you know, something. And they do go through everything and make sure. Because the better we send it to Hartels, the more money we get.
Where can items be recycled?
Well, currently, obviously, you can bring them into the recycle center. But also, your waste hauler is required by their license that they receive from the county to do a recycling pickup once per month. So if you don't do that already, you can call them and find out what day it is that they pick up recycling. And they're required to do that. So I encourage you, if you don't already, to call them and ask them what day is the day they pick up recycling.
Do you know if there's an additional cost?
Nope. It's all included. You shouldn't be charged anything extra for that.
And can you talk about the financial aspects of recycling?
Aluminum, there's redemption, and the DAC takes that. But the other stuff is, it is actually quite costly to recycle. It is not a money-making process. What it is trying to, you know, keep the resources and break even, if anything. There's some times when the markets are really good. Cardboard, I know, at one time was really high at that time, and that can offset some of the operation costs.
That wraps up the first half of the conversation, which took place in late June. Due to technical difficulties with our recording equipment, Christine and I had to get together again in late September to re-record the second half of the conversation. Before we turn to that, I would like to remind everyone, you're listening to Conservation Corner on 99.5 FM, KTWHLP, Two Harbors, Minnesota. I'm Emily Nelson, and today I'm speaking with Christine McCarthy, Lake County's Environmental Services Director, about recycling. We just finished talking about recycling everyday items, such as newspapers and aluminum cans, and now we'll move on to more complicated things, such as appliances and hazardous waste.
Talking about large items and appliances, what kind of things fit into this category?
So that would be your refrigerators, washers, dryers, stoves, dishwashers. Those are the larger items.
How about like microwaves?
Microwaves and trash compactors and
vacuum all those cleaners?
A vacuum cleaner probably would go into your solid waste.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't need to be considered. One of the things that we are concerned about with appliances are the heavy metals and some of those items, and also if there's a Freon or anything in those that need to be drained before that's recycled.
And where can these things be recycled?
You can bring them to the large appliances, and the small appliances can go to the Lake County Demolition Landfill in Castle Danger. And the when the household hazardous waste facility is open in the summertime, you can bring your smaller appliances. So we often get dehumidifiers and microwaves and those items.
Air conditioners.
Air conditioners, yes. Smaller air conditioners, yeah.
And is there a cost to recycling those?
$10 per appliance.
Wow. Pretty good deal.
It is a good deal. You know, the county does absorb costs on getting rid of those, but that... what's important to us is strike that balance between making it affordable for people to get rid of it and convenient to get rid of it, and avoid having these items end up in the ditches and in the gravel pits. We don't it takes time and money for our staff to go and recover them and dispose of them. So we need to make it affordable and accessible.
And can you talk a little bit about the options, other options people have to get rid of older appliances or things that they don't really want to have themselves? They would like to remodel their kitchen or something, but it's still working.
Well, a lot of times, you know, we like that free cycling that people put them on their boulevard or out in front of the house, or, you know, advertise on Craigslist. If it's in good working order, there's a lot of people out there that'd be, you know, more than happy to grab something. And yeah, so we encourage that. And someday I would really like to get a reuse center for the county here in the area. But until we do that, we strongly recommend people to just put a sign out or advertise that it's free to come get.
How about hazardous waste? What kind of substances are considered hazardous waste?
Well, hazardous waste would be any of your petroleum products. There's any paints. I know a latex paints, you know, people tend to wash out in their sinks and things like that. But when you have excess paint, any of your cleaning products, higher level cleaning products, oven cleaners, any of a solvent based product, anything that you probably wouldn't feel you shouldn't put into the water, which means into your septic system, or, you know, putting into the garbage is probably not a good idea either, because that can impact the landfill as well.
What kind of impact do these substances have on a septic system?
Right. So you, if you put your any of that material down your drain and you have a septic system, you just consider the fact that that's ultimately going to end up in your groundwater. And that's not a good thing. Yeah. So just think about it that way. If you don't want to drink it, don't put it in your septic system.
So we recycle hazardous waste. Is there any other way to dispose of them, or is recycling mainly the way that you recommend?
Right. Either that, or, you know, we encourage people to buy as little as possible of the item that they need, the material that they need, and try to share it. We have, when the household hazardous facility is open in the summertime, we strongly encourage reuse. So we set items out that look perfectly new or perfectly normal and reusable, mm-hmm. so people can reuse them. And try to maybe find a less harsh alternative to accomplishing the task that you need.
And where can the hazardous waste be recycled? You said in the summer.
Summertime, it's in the household hazardous waste facility. That's open on Wednesday afternoons. And when that isn't open, you can bring things to the WSSD facility in Duluth. They'll take things. You probably want to check their website to see when they're open. They're not open every day, but they're open much more frequently, and they're open year-round.
And is there a cost to recycling hazardous waste?
Not for private residences. If you're a business, there is a cost, but for private residences, no.
So how did it go? Were there a lot of people using it?
The household hazardous waste facility was, once again, very successful. We love to see people bringing their stuff in. One thing I do want to point out is you do not need to bring in your paint cans. If they're dried paint, those can go into the garbage. And if your paint cans are actually clean, we can recycle those, the metal from those.
So I guess talking about substances, how about paint?
Well, paint, there's actually a new program that started last year through the state of Minnesota. It's called Paint Care. And you spend about 75 cents for every container of paint. So that would be, if I'm not mistaken, quart size and larger. And that goes into the program. And when we collect the paint and we accumulate it and send it in, then we get a reimbursement through that program. So you're kind of paying ahead of time to get rid of it. So I strongly encourage people to take advantage of that. If you've got paint laying around that you don't want, you know, that you paid for the disposal of that if you've, you know, bought paint within the last year.
And you were just mentioning, I was going to ask if there's a reuse program where people can get open containers.
Yeah, they have that at WSSD as well. And as a matter of fact, what they do there that's neat is that they take a lot of the paint in smaller containers. They mix them into larger containers. So, and then they'll mark the paint color on the top. So if you want to paint your fish house and you don't care exactly what color it's going to be, you can get some pretty decent paint there.
So moving on to yard waste, is there any kind of collection or drop-off site for yard waste?
Yep, you can bring your yard waste up to the Lake County Demolition Landfill up in Castle Danger. And we will take mostly brush, and we'll take grass clippings and things like that, leaves. The City of Two Harbors has their facility, but we take a large quantity there.
Is there a cost to that?
No, no cost. for dropping off the compost mill.
Well, that wraps up our conversation on recycling. You can find more information about what you can recycle and where on Lake County's website at www.co.lake.mn.us, and then from the Departments tab, select Solid Waste. There they have guidelines for different kinds of recycling services available in Lake County, as well as a guide to household hazardous waste. You can find out if the item in question is hazardous waste or whether you can put it in the regular trash. There were a few items that Christine and I did not cover, but I would like to bring them up now. Research has shown that disposing of unused medications in the trash can pollute water and harm wildlife. To safely dispose of your unused medications, you can bring them to the Lake County Law Enforcement Center in Two Harbors or the Lake County Service Center in Silver Bay during business hours. Another item we didn't discuss is rechargeable batteries. Regular alkaline batteries can be safely disposed of in your regular trash, but rechargeable ones should be taken to the Household Hazardous Waste Center during the summer or to WLSSD in Duluth year-round. If you have any questions about recycling, please feel free to contact me at emily.nelson@co.lake.mn.us, and I'll put you in touch with the resources that you need. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to Conservation Corner. Conservation Corner is produced by Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District with funding from NOAA and the Office of Coastal Management, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.